producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Kraft.
And thank you for tuning in on another edition of the Gun Owners Newsletter, Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk about some scarlet letters that are being given out with abandon by the politically correct police of our time, the culture warriors of liberalism. Jack Hashill has nailed them good. I've had the pleasure of talking with Jack before on the Gun Owners News Hour, and today we're going to be going into his book, Scarlet Letters, obviously a takeoff from an episode in America's history. And the scarlet letters today are handed out for various sins committed by an unwitting populace, oftentimes unwitting. Although, frankly, after reading your book, Jack, I'm going to try to offend as often and regularly as possible.
Well, you have a history of that, Larry, so, you know. In fact, if I remember right, you were laughed at the scarlet letter of your own, were you not, during the Buchanan campaign?
Oh, yes, for daring to support Pat Buchanan. That drove them crazy, and their heads were exploding.
Right, you made headlines for the NBA. I remember it well.
And then, of course, later on, Piers Morgan was deeply offended by my mere existence. And one of the things that he so famously said is, "You're a very stupid man." Well, unhappily, Mr. Morgan is no longer around. And I'll be honest with you, Jack, I kind of miss Piers Morgan. He's the reason why we have such a potent email list, much more than it was the day before I went on his show. And thanks to the email list that he turned over to us, people signing up after they saw his unbelievable behavior on his CNN program, which is no longer being aired. People just couldn't join onto our email list fast enough. And that list gave us the extra firepower, if you will, to defeat gun control in 2013. So, Piers Morgan, if I were able to stand up at the moment, I'd be standing and saluting you, but I'm saluting all the same.
Now, he was Morgan was a useful foil, you know, because he gave us all something to rally around, and almost on a daily basis.
And it's amazing how long it took CNN to figure out that it was doing us a whole lot more good than their paltry ratings.
That was a mystery to me as to why he got a show. But then again, I don't understand things either, like why, you know, Mia Farrow's son got a show, you know. So.
Well, you know, I used to be a liberal, but that was a long time ago. I got over it. And I really, to this day, don't understand what in the world I was thinking. I can understand kind of why, because that's all I was being given an opportunity to think about until I took my own opportunity to start thinking. But, it's something that I don't think they get. When he had me on his show, he had about 500,000 viewers, give or take, down from the 2 million that Larry King had when Morgan took the show over. When he finally was pulled, he was down to 250,000 viewers. So it was really quite a business model.
They all seem to have joined the GOA, you know. So
a lot of them joined the GOA, and it really made us one of the meanest, baddest guys here in Washington. And even when the NRA was supporting an expansion of the background check, happily, we were able to defeat it. And I'll be honest, I think we owe a lot of that, technically, to Piers Morgan. So
here's the Piers Morgan, wherever he may be, whatever unemployment line he's currently drawing his checks from.
He is the U.S. editor for the Daily Mail, and since neither one of us read the Daily Mail, I'll bet you didn't know that.
I did not know that. Although, you know, occasionally the Daily Mail provides some very useful information that other media do not, you know, but that may be in spite of Piers Morgan rather than because of it, you know.
I'm sure he's on board trying to control that.
Yeah.
Damage control, you might say, as they would see it. Anyway, your book, Scarlet Letters, I think is right on time. We really need it because the left is increasingly in defense mode. They can see that they're beginning to lose the debate in the culture war, and so they resort to these blood-curdling ad hominems, the scarlet letters of various that stand for various concepts, as you point out in the book. That was a great organizing concept to talk about these guys. The ever-increasing intolerance of the cult of liberalism is, as the subtitle says, what you got into. And I thought this is what we need people to read. Anybody that's politically active and who's conservative should be reading your book. Actually, liberals should, too. It might actually give them something they had never thought about. But certainly not.
I give liberals an out because I describe the difference between liberals, at least in the classic sense, and progressive. And the what I talk about are the progressive neo-Puritans who've taken over the Democratic Party and the left in general. And you're right, they're very happy to slap scarlet letters on whoever offends them or whoever is useful to take down.
It doesn't require a lot of thinking on their part. It's almost as if it's the pre-arranged code system. And so when one of the media types in the mainstream Democrat media, but then I repeat myself, uses one of these dog whistles, they all tune in to B-minus or whatever might be the frequency of that whistle. And the next day, it's all 24/7, that message. They're really good. That it's a disciplined army, but happily, I think its ranks among the fighters may well be shrinking, thanks to people like you.
Well, you tell me this. If you're willing to talk about it, and you may not be, so do not feel unpressured, but tell the audience about your own experience with this, because you had a very specific experience. And
well, when
slapped you with a scarlet R, and the consequence.
When I had been elevated to a position on the Pat Buchanan presidential campaign in 1999, the left was very concerned because they saw the gun issue being joined to a very viable, articulate conservative contending for the Republican nomination for president. And so they did what they usually do, and they went into their mud bucket, and they decided to try to characterize yours truly with, as you say, the R word, the racist word, because on occasion I had spoken to groups that indeed you could fairly characterize as racist, among other things, but it was obviously their double standards, which is Chris Plant, a marvelous morning talk show host, says here in D.C., were it not for double standards, the liberals would have no standards at all. And so they tried to pin the R word, and I invited them to continue the debate in Spanish because I attend an Hispanic language church. It's a congregation within the larger church that I attend in where I live here in Northern Virginia. And after a while, I think they realized that maybe they didn't want to continue that debate. It wasn't going to be as much fun because, for one thing, I just went back on offense. And that they are not – most Republican/conservatives that they pick on whimper and say, oh, I'm sorry, misunderstanding, it'll never happen again. And, you know, that's supposed to be the way that script gets played out. And I wasn't playing by the script. And I went back on them and challenged them. And I think that's why it died out. Frank.
Right, and that's exactly my thesis in the book. In fact, I'm based, working off the book on June 10th.
Well, let's come back to the thesis and pick it up from where we just had it on taking offense. We'll come back and talk some more with Jack Cashel about his book, Scarlet Letters.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Thanks for joining with us today on the Gun Owners News Hour, talking with Jack Cashel. in real life, he does newspapers and other editing and things like that. A professional writer, and he does well at it because he's a very good writer. Latest example of that is Scarlet Letters, and we're talking about how the left likes to apply a code word, a racist or sexist or whatever, to an opponent, hoping that that will just absolutely demolish the opponent. He will retreat from the public stage, never to return again, because he was labeled by one of these scarlet letters. And,
yeah, and
frankly, you got to give them credit, Jack. They keep using
It's a successful strategy. And just for the reason you suggested, Larry, just before the break, is because Republicans historically have wilted in the face of it. You know, their first impulse is to apologize or try to take it back. Well, on June 10th of this year, based on the thesis of my book, I wrote an article for WorldNet Daily, the first sentence of which was, the Republican nominee for president will be that candidate who best learns there is no future in apologizing. Well, a week later, Donald Trump announces his candidacy with a flair and with a word about the Mexican border that was not flattering to the people who crossed it. They immediately demanded, the neo-Puritan progressives demanded an apology, and he refused to give it. And I think it was less what he said about Mexico and more about his refusal to apologize than what launched Trump in the polls.
I think that's absolutely correct. And even though he's not our first choice over here at Gun Owners of America, that would be Senator Cruz, the fact of the matter is Trump knows how to market. He knows where the market is going and what they're buying, and they ain't buying the old Republican, I'm sorry. They're not sorry. The only thing they're sorry about is, why in the world did we put up with John Boehner so long? And, of course, now we don't have to put up with him anymore.
No, and that's exactly right. I mean, he capitalized in a heartbeat the successful strategy for dealing with these people. And since then, we've seen others mimic it. Ben Carson on his Muslim comment. Ted Cruz on his, in his stand-up in the U.S. Senate.
McConnell's a liar, he said.
Yeah, right, exactly. They're learning.
And of course, how are you going to argue with that? McConnell is a liar.
Right, exactly, right. And he proves it. By the way, that's
not
a, right
exactly.
Out of, right out of Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. I share your enthusiasm for Mr. Cruz.
Well, it's nice when we find a guy with a brain and a backbone at the same time. And
right.
While Trump, I don't think, really has the same intellectual compass that Cruz has, obviously he'd be an upgrade over what we've had to put up with in the last many years. And I think that's why people are flocking to support him, because
he is he's not my first choice either, but I'm glad he's in the race, and I think he's done wonders for it.
Yes, agreed. And maybe it's going to be an encouragement to the rest of the Republican candidate list, not just at the presidential level, but all the way down, even if you're running for dog catcher. Make sure that you think about what you want to take as your position and then stick to it.
Right, and proudly announce it. And as I mentioned in the book, in Scarlet Letters, why I use the that metaphor, based on, of course, the Nathaniel Hawthorne novel from 1850, is that unlike, the phrases we've heard like fascism or totalitarianism, the idea of neo-Puritanism is closer to the reality today. These people don't have the power to send us to the gulag, but they do have the power to shame us. And they want that power to send us to the gulag, but they don't have it yet. But their capacity to shame people has a moral kind of religious fervor about it.
Just to back up your point, that they are looking for ways to get us into the gulag.
Oh,
it was just a day or two ago that I read that some of the so so-called climate change advocates are urging the federal government to bring racketeering charges, RICO Act, racketeering charges against those who doubt global warming.
Yeah.
So much for freedom of speech. We're going to bring them up on charges and put them in jail for 20 years and fine them $100,000.
You know, they brought racketeering charges against pro-life protesters years ago, or through RICO. And it didn't succeed, but it tied them up for years. And as gun owners know, I mean, you've been on the front lines of fighting the eagerness of the politically correct to transform their moral outrage into criminal prosecution.
Yes. And probably the latest example of what you and I are talking about, big example, is Kim Davis, the county clerk in Kentucky, who had the backbone to say, no, I'm not going to call marriage something that's not marriage. So you got the wrong gal. And good for her for not backing down even when they put her in the slammer.
No, exactly. And in fact, I've been talking to my, you know, well-meaning female relatives who are all for gay marriage and whatnot. And I said, you don't see the downside of this yet. Yeah. And they said, what's that? I said, well, the next step is put people in prison. You know, and I didn't think it would happen that quickly, but it did.
No. And I think what we can conclude from that, Jack, is something that I've been concerned about for some time, that as in other quote-unquote revolutions, everything goes along as normal, even though normal is rotted to the core, weak as it can be, but it still holds for a while. Then all of a sudden, the center collapses, and wham, the whole thing is done. And it's over in a blinking of an eye. And
you know,
that may be what we're on the verge of seeing right now.
In fact, I was at I did a thing for Book TV on C-SPAN, and I gave the presentation at the Kansas City Public Library. And someone asked me that sort of question, will they take over? Will they go to the next step? And I said, you know, what we have in this country is something they don't have in other Western countries. And then, as I said, our side has all the guns.
We would have been cooked a long time ago if that were not the case. I'm convinced of that.
And the you know, what's interesting about the left is that they've willfully disarmed themselves.
Well, they learn nothing
they
from history.
No, they don't. So that's
they have a utopic view, and they're going to impose that on us with their guns. But their view is that no defense is a good defense, and we see them practicing that personally, where almost none of them are ever armed. They might hire a private guard who's armed, or call the cops. But no, they're consistent on that point. They usually are not armed, even though they don't see the inconsistency with paying somebody to come with a gun to protect them.
Right.
And we see the same thing in their foreign policy. No defense is a good defense. Let the mullahs go crazy.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
With the many stock market ups and downs over these last few weeks, many people are asking themselves, are they doing the right thing? Do they have the right financial plan in place? Here's the real question. You should be asking yourself, do you have the right financial professional in place? Well, my friend Rocky DeFrancisco, attorney and founder of the Wealth Preservation Institute, has authored a new book called Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them and How to Avoid Them. In this book, you'll identify financial planners who are forbidden by their broker-dealers from giving you the best advice. You'll understand why most CPAs, EAs, and accountants don't even provide proactive advice to help you save for your taxes. And, of course, you're going to identify insurance agents who are forbidden from selling you the best products available in the marketplace. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's only your retirement dollars. And for a limited time, we're going to give you the free ebook version of this book, Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them, How to Avoid Them. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take control of your financial lives today.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Okay, good to be back. I have Jack Cashel as our guest talking about his book, Scarlet Letters. It's an analysis of one of the major problems with our time is that those of us who work for a living, go to church, raise families, do normal things, we've made one big mistake, and that is we paid too much attention or not totally ignored. One or the other, those that are coming from the left and wish to impose their totalitarian view on the rest of us and make us conform. And so they try to shame us. Right now, before the gulags are operating here, they try to shame us into conformity with these scarlet letters. Jack, why don't we discuss one or two of these scarlet letters so the folks get an idea what you were talking about?
Sure. Let me tell you how I came to this. How I came to use this model. I was watching a documentary on Jim McGreevy, who was the former governor of my former state, New Jersey, my home state. And he was disgraced in this homosexual scandal and with Homeland Security. He had hired a foreign national to be the Homeland Security director, and he was hitting on him. The guy sued him. And so McGreevy has to step down. And to seek atonement, he becomes a seminarian in some loopy Episcopalian church, a loop, sect of some loopy Episcopalian church. And He enters this church and his documentary.
Well, probably, by the way, a place where the only time you hear the words Jesus and Christ is when somebody just knocked their knee on the corner of the table.
That's about right. But he enters this church on the documentary, and there's a signboard outside the church. And I had to go back and buy the documentary so I could read the words just exactly, because I remember seeing them. But the words were this: Jesus liberates us from the sins of, in this order, sexism, homophobia, racism, and classism. And then it dawned on me, if the signboard were bigger, they would have included xenophobia, Islamophobia, and climate change denialism. And so
that's practically the title of your book.
Right, exactly. And those are the seven new deadly sins. And to commit one is to get you a scarlet letter, like an X for xenophobia, like Trump got on day one of his campaign, or an R for racism, as you got and as 100 other people have got. And
unlike Christianity, there's no atonement possible. Once you've got that scarlet letters, you're toast for the rest of your life.
It follows you to the grave. And I mentioned in the case of Earl Butz, a very prominent agricultural secretary who was overheard telling a really mild racial joke. And then when he dies, 32 years later, the New York Times headline is obituary: Secretary Butt, felled by racial remark, dies at 98. Everything he's done in his life is boiled down to that one scarlet R. And he's slapped on it, just like Hester Prynne in the novel, scarlet letter, had to wear the scarlet A to her grave. But the A was for adultery. The A was for a sin that has been on the books for at least the last 3,000 years, that she knew she had committed, that she was guilty of, that she acknowledged, and that she never tried to deny. But today, like as Mark Stein says, even when you don't think you're committing a hate crime, chances are you are committing a hate crime.
Well, any hate crime is anything that any one of us say that irritates the left and they see as an impediment on their road to imposing their total control over the rest of us.
Right. Hate is the umbrella sin. That's what all the other seven deadly sins have in common, is the ones who violate them are maybe guilty of some offense, not minor, but specific offense like racism or sexism. But hate is the umbrella. They're all guilty of hate. So if you disagree with anything about them, for instance, if you don't like Obama, you're a hater. You know, if you don't like for racist reasons, if you don't like Hillary, you're a hater for sexist reasons. You know, they got you coming and going. You're a hater no matter. If you don't like, if you don't believe in global warming, you're a hater of Mother Earth. You know, you hate. That's who you are. You know? I hate this. Well, I exist.
And they're not going to relent from that until they have vanquished every hater, a.k.a. anybody that disagrees with them, from the public domain.
You're right. They're relentless.
Oh, my. Would that our guys were so relentless. One of the things that's mildly encouraging about the coup against Boehner is I think it would not have happened but for the August recess. For a whole month, members of the House were back in their districts and, metaphorically speaking, getting a haircut from their constituents. The anger against business as usual here in Washington is so great. And I don't think they were believing, I'm sure the many reports that they were getting, that, you know, out in the hustings, they really don't like you. Well, they got it up close and personal during August, and it made it still difficult until this guy in his third year, second term congressman, a neophyte, from the hills of North Carolina, for goodness sakes, where's that? Mark Meadows files his, essentially what other governments might call a resolution of no confidence, and boom, very shortly following, Boehner cleaners out. It ignited that gasoline that they all sniffed when they were back home. They knew they were sitting in a very volatile environment. And Boehner had to go, or else they realized, I think, they were going to get torched.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that had to do with the model put out by Trump and Cruz and others, that we're not going along with this anymore, and that they were, I'm sure they were hearing, Larry, I'm not so sure I can support the Republican candidate in the next congressional race.
Why should I? What difference does it make? Right?
Yeah, why should I give you money? Right.
Yeah, you said you were going to stop Obamacare, which, among other things, is a threat to gun owners, with all the psychiatric diagnoses being pumped up to take away guns, and you haven't done diddly. And you're telling me, oh, but we can't shut the government down, and we're telling you, you better bloody well go back and shut it down if that's what it takes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. And that was I think you're absolutely right about what inspired that that rebellion. And I think we'll look back upon this summer as the summer of rebellion. It was odd because two things were happening. Just as, and I think they were cause and effect. The left had amped up its own offensive. They were handing out, you know, they were getting slap happy, slapping scar letters on people left and right, especially with the Supreme Court decision on gay rights, gay marriage.
Uh-huh.
You know, it went to their heads. They were, you know, Islamophobes. They were calling everyone homophobes, racist, sexist. You know, the Confederate flag flap. You know, and then I think what topped it off for a lot of people and who began to see how this was working was the whole Bruce Jenner phenomenon. You know, one day you can tell a joke about Bruce Jenner, and next day you're a hater if you call Bruce Jenner Bruce Jenner. You know,
people were
being singled out. I mean, Brett Favre, the former NFL quarterback, was singled out at the ESPY Awards when they gave Jenner the coverage award for not applauding enthusiastically enough. That's pure Stalinist. In fact, in the Politburo back in the day, if you didn't, what they were desperately afraid of is Stalin came into the room, you didn't want to be the first one to stop applauding. So they applauded until they passed out. And then if they passed out, they might be dragged down the snow and shot. They didn't know, you know. That's where we're heading in that direction. We'll never get there, but that's the direction they'd like to drag us in.
And you pointed out in the book there was some poor slob that got sent to the gulag because he made a joke about the guy with a mustache.
Yeah, that was Solzhenitsyn. Spent 12 years.
Solzhenitsyn making a joke about Uncle Joe Stalin.
Right.
We're going to be back and talk some more about scarlet letters. Folks, they're all over the place. Watch out, you don't step on one. Talking with Jack Cashel about his book.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, Jack, it's a good thing that you're a good writer, because that'll overcome some of the brickabats that are no doubt already in the air coming your way for basically calling out the liberals on one of their rather underhanded debate techniques. They so frequently, I think, despair of convincing with lack of facts and arguments that people just aren't buying, and so they resort to this kind of ad hominem, which you've correctly identified as their scarlet letters. And once they try to put one of these scarlet letters, an R for racist or S for sexist or whatever, on your forehead, there's no going back. You are toast as far as they and their media buddies are concerned.
Right, and Larry, what I tried to do in the book are single out those people, the people, the champions, people who stand up and succeed because they did stand up. And people like, for instance, Donald Trump is the classic, but Phil Robertson, the Duck Dynasty clan, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they tried to bring his whole empire down. And they expected his family to carry on as though nothing were wrong after their patriarch was suspended. And the family said, are you kidding? You know, you're just about ready to lose the number one rated show on cable TV, you know. And then Cracker Barrel, this was amazing. And they're so frightened of getting a letter that Cracker Barrel pulled all the Duck Dynasty stuff from its shelves as soon as the protest was lost. Then they got 700,000 emails telling them, do you not know who your audience is? You know, don't you know who your customers are? And they had the shelves. They had the Duck Dynasty stuff up within 24 hours back on the shelf. But
it was amazing. And, before the internet, I'm not sure that could have happened. It certainly wouldn't have happened so quickly. But
no,
that kind of instant feedback that folks like us can take advantage of. It's not hard to find customer service email crackerjack. You know, do a search for that. Up it'll pop, and you can send them off a little nasty gram telling them they made a big mistake.
Yeah, well, we saw that happen with Chick-fil-A.
In reverse,
you know,
they were.
Right. They had gotten into their head that our Neo-Puritans had gotten into their heads that the Chick-fil-A was selling hate. And not chicken, but hate. And so the mayors of Boston, Chicago, and San Francisco had decided they weren't going to let new Chick-fil-A franchises into their city. And this is only because the CEO of Chick-fil-A in an obscure Baptist journal had come out in favor, just as Obama did in 2008, of traditional marriage, you know? And with and I have to give Mike Huckabee credit for this, of organizing Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day. I had never.
That was one of the most successful counter protests of all time. I'm glad I gave up trying to buy Chick-fil-A that day because the lines were enormous.
Yeah, I had never been to Chick-fil-A before that, you know, and now I go about once a week because it's such a great franchise, you know. And what happened since, and this is interesting because I saw this article in Business Week and said, despite the bad PR, Chick-fil-A prospers in 2013. No, it should have been because of bad PR, Chick-fil-A prospers.
Actually, that is exactly right. I think many, many more Americans are beginning to understand how to read the media, listen to the media.
Yeah. Right.
And when they say so-and-so's a jerk, no wonder I like this Donald Trump guy. Huh?
That's just coming. And so, but there's a dark side to that story that very few people know about. And that is that after the Chick-fil-A counter-protest, which was hugely successful, a fellow named Floyd Corkins in Washington, D.C., you probably remember the story, not many people will, went to the Family Research Council armed with a, I don't know what he was armed with, but certainly 15 bags of Chick-fil-A, because he shot the black security guard at the desk, wrestled him to the ground, and prevented what could have been a massacre. Because Corkin's goal was to spread the Chick-fil-A on all the people he killed.
And by the way, as per D.C. gun laws, that poor guard was unarmed. So when he took the shooter down, he did it with a bullet in his arm and nothing but just raw guts.
Exactly. And the security guard was black, for that matter, but had Corkin succeeded, you know, if the headlines next day would have been guns to blame for a D.C. massacre, you know.
Exactly. And that was what the guy intended. He had more than bags of Chick-fil-A. He had a number of extra magazines. He wanted them all dead.
Right.
Yeah.
He wanted them all dead. And, they wouldn't blame the fact that he was an LGBT hotline guy or whatever, any of that stuff. But, and that story didn't get told at all. You know, they don't want certain gun stories they don't like. You know, certain...
Well, and he got, apparently, his target list information off the website of the Southern
Poverty
Law
Center, right.
One of my great admirers. And,
well, it's so easy to make their hate list. You know, just
well, that's
one,
true. It's not much of a distinction, I confess.
but it's something
but
to be
yeah,
proud
that's where
of,
it was coming from. Ideas have consequences, and the left has been used to talking with abandon for so long, assuming that they can say any scurrilous thing they want, and people are just going to say, never mind, it's okay. Well, it's not okay. I don't know. There's a lot of heroes that you mention in here. One of my favorites is Ayaan Hirsi Ali, an African woman at the time, a parliamentarian in Holland, who endured the PC police and very credible threats on her life. But one of the guys I really like, maybe just because I see him on television once in a while, is Mark Stein.
Yeah.
Wow. Here's the guy that delivers a sucker punch while telling a joke.
There's no one quite like him. And not only that, but he takes his activism to the courts. And, you know, he's been sued several times. In Canada, he prevailed against the... I don't tell a story in the book about the sock puppets in there, but they threw this Islamophobia charge at him for just merely reciting the Iranian Ayatollah's creed that it was not permissible to have sex, no, to eat and a sheep that you had had sex with. You know?
Yeah, well, I'm glad they have some limits after all. Good.
Yeah, yes. Some limits, right. Yeah. He put it much more colorfully. You know, personally, I'm like, you know, if I have sex with a sheep, I never eat them afterwards. You know? And her. I don't, you know, it's her. Don't look at me. I said her. Remember, I corrected myself.
No, they were trying to finish him off, and the fact that I think he uses humor, he's sort of Saul Alinsky in reverse.
Yeah.
Very humorous. Yeah. He can ridicule his antagonist, and he stays on target. Very personalized.
Stays on target.
Doesn't give up.
So, then he gets sued by, and I'm currently reading his book on climate change, because he talked about Michael Mann of the Penn State. The real Penn State scandal wasn't Jerry Sandusky. The real Penn State scandal was Michael Mann and his claim that the whole hockey stick about, you know, the late 20th century being the hottest time in the history of the world, et cetera. And he went after him. Mann sues him. And now Stein has this really incredible book out about the whole case and against Mann and climate change. And,
you know, I've overlooked that one. I'm going to have to get that one and interview him. I'm glad you mentioned that.
It just came out, and it's... And it's a different kind of book, because what he does is he collects all of the, and he did a brilliant job, probably did it for a lawsuit, all of the statements by other scientists about man and about the hockey stick and about climate change in general.
Well, if you take on Mark Stein, be prepared for a real fight. We're running out of time, but I just wanted to circle back and give some honorable mention to that Dutch politician, Geert Wilders, who, man, did they come after him. And he's still in office in the Netherlands. So it is possible to resist these guys, but you don't do it by digging a hole and running into it and trying to cover yourself up with the pile of dirt. You have to fight back. And that's what's so neat about Scarlet Letters, your book, Jack Cashel, is that you show that you can fight back. And when you do fight back, these guys really aren't so awesome after all.
No, and the one place in the world where the neo-Puritans will not prevail is the United States of America, and that's entirely because of the Second Amendment.
Well, we aim to keep reminding them that that's why we have a Second Amendment. It's hardly all about shooting Bambi and a lot more about controlling tyrants. Jack Cashel, Scarlet Letters. Folks, I hope you go out and get this book. It's a delightful read, and it's great ammo for the political wars we're in. Thanks so much, Jack.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I pay for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.